If only the instructions for writing a novel could be passed down like the recipe for a well-tried Victorian sponge. Ingredients plus method, and there it is, a perfectly formed confection. Sadly, fiction doesn't seem to work that way, despite all the how-to books that fill the shelves. But there are nuggets of writing advice that I've received, absorbed, found helpful, the best of which I now pass on. Tools and techniques that have helped me to transform half-formed ideas into stories that sustain the illusion of reality. For instance, it's all about character. I recall the aha moment when I truly understood the make-believe element in novel writing. For me, the realization that I could, should, be my viewpoint character, that I could play let's pretend and deem it work, was an epiphany. And now I tend to make it the basis of all the creative writing that I teach. As for reaching empathy with that character, it was Henry James who helped me find the way. His introduction to Portrait of a Lady provides an effective shortcut that also, brilliantly, demonstrates the working of plot. Who is she and what does she want? He asks of Isabel Archer, which can be followed by what stands in her way, the essence of conflict, the engine of plot. Simple, or so it seems. So what stands in our way as writers? Despite having characters with purpose and obstacles, we can't make the leap into words because, as one new writer plaintively put it, Dostoevsky is sitting on my shoulder, or a mocking mother, or father, or a scornful English teacher. They're not. Unlike an all-seeing deity, they don't have the reach or the interest or the time. For me, the most helpful way of dismissing derisory ghosts came with the advice of Muriel Spark, who, in A Far Cry from Kensington, urges a new writer to create fiction as though writing a letter to a dear and close friend. Write privately, she says, without fear or timidity, as if it was never going to be published. That resonated with and liberated me. But liberation isn't all that's needed to achieve the long-haul goal of a novel. It takes discipline too, which I found most easily applied in the early morning before the demands and distractions of the day can kick in. The simple advice, the only way to learn to write is to write, seems obvious, but profoundly true. There can, however, be too much of a good thing. For once I've built my characters and amassed my material, the biggest challenge of all is what to leave out. Hemingway's advice resonates here. Know everything, he says, but, like an iceberg, show only an eighth. And so, to the end, the finishing line, with Dorothy Parker whispering, I hate writing, I love having written. Typically acerbic, but somehow consoling, and one of the reasons we writers go on and on.